If you have your Bible today, turn to Matthew. Let's see. Where am I at? Matthew chapter 22, and let's stand in honor of reading God's Word. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. Everybody there? And the Word says, "And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come." Let's pray. Father God, we come to you this morning and we just praise you. We honor you. We love you. Father, thank you that you are our blessed Redeemer, Lord God, that you died on that cross to, God, to save us from a devil's hell, Lord God. And Father, thank you for those that are here again this morning, Lord God. I pray, God, as we answer your call, Lord God, to preach the gospel, God. And I just thank you for the opportunity to stand behind this pulpit, Lord God. And Father, I pray that I can stand back and get out of the way, Lord God, and you can speak through me to your people, Lord God. And Father, as your people hear your word, God, that they would realize that they need to do what your word says, Lord God, and not only be hearers, but do and live the life that a Christian should live. And Lord, as we go over this scripture this morning, Lord, I pray that we understand that. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. In Matthew, here in chapter 22, Jesus is talking in parables, and he's teaching the people, and he gives this this invitation. He tells a story, and what he's talking about is he is talking about heaven, and he's talking about that he has given each and every one of us an invitation. But in Matthew 22, he is talking about the Jewish people, and he has given the invitation to come. And I'm going to go line by line, verse by verse. He said, "Jesus answered and spoke to them again in parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for a son and sent out his servants to call those." And so Jesus is relating the kingdom of heaven to a party that a great king was going to have. And any of us that understand that if we got a invitation from a king, we would normally be excited to come and want to come to the party and all the doings that was going to be at that party. But in this parable, the people do not want to come. And this parable is about God's Son coming to this earth and giving us the invitation to come to heaven, and you and I not taking heed to his warning and invitation. And so he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. The guests refused to come. One stipulation that Jesus put on these people, and that is that they wear a wedding garment. Each and every one of us, when we are saved, whether you realize it or not, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you are then, and as Patty sang in her song talked a while ago, you are then chosen and you are invited and you have got the garment that it takes that when Jesus calls you, however he calls you, that you are going to go to heaven. And so he sends out this invitation. And he sent out his servants to call those who had invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Now this that I'm fixing to read is his second invitation. He gave out the first invitation. If we read the Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament, we realize, as I've already said, that Jesus Christ, that God invited the Jews. They were his chosen people. But after that, he comes and he says, verse 4, he sends out the second invitation. He says, and again he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatted cattle and killed, and all things are ready for the wedding. But they made light of it and went their way out to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized the servants and treated them spitefully and killed them. And when the king heard this, he was furious. And I'll stop right there. In other words, Jesus Christ has given every one of us an invitation to come to heaven. He gave us the free will, as he gave Adam and Eve in the Garden. He gave us the free will to choose. You choose Jesus Christ, or you choose to live the life you want to. And the verses I just read, he had invited these people, and they turned down his invitation to come. There are a lot of people in this world today that have turned down that invitation and are still living. In the last verse I read, he says, and the rest seized his servants and treated them spitefully. And verse 5 says, but they made it light. A lot of us make it light that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, that they want to do their own thing, and that's exactly what is going on here. He said, but they made light of it and went their way, one to his own farm, another to his business. And so instead of doing what God wanted us to do or wanted them to do, a lot of people that live in the world that we live in today are doing exactly what they want to do instead of what God wants them to do. And people, if we expect to go to heaven, if we are real Christians, we are supposed to live the life, not only in this church house today. We come to church, we come to Sunday school, we pray, we read God's word, we sing, and we do all those things. And I mentioned this last Sunday. What do we do when we walk out that door? Jesus is saying, God invited these people. He's saying, he invited his people to come, yet his people turned him down. And so, in the end, Jesus says, or God says, in verse 7, but when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroying those and murders, and burned up their cities. And then he said to the servant, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. The ones that were invited, his very people that he chose, that he chose to send Jesus Christ to the cross for, you and I, those Jews in that day, those very people have turned him down, and he is furious. We talk about a loving God. We talk about a God that heals, a God that takes care of us, a God that blesses us. And yet, you and I, ourselves, as Patty said a while ago, we do not do what God tells us to do. And if we don't do what God tells us to do, and we don't live the way God tells us to live, then God is the same God. And in my Bible, this is all in red letters. He said, Jesus himself said, but when the king heard about it, he was furious. And he sent out the armies. He sent out the armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to the servant, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out in the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and both good. You realize what he is saying? He said, you go out, I've got to. Just think about it. If you were having a big wedding for your son, and you had all the stuff ready, you had the cake ready, all the decorations, you had the music picked for the ceremony, you had all the food on the table, and nobody came. That's what God is describing the kingdom of heaven as this. I sent my son to the cross. He gave his life for you and I. He shed his lifeblood for the sins of us. He went to that tomb. He arose from that tomb. He walked among 500 witnesses plus his disciples. He ascended into heaven, and he told us that if I go, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will return again and receive you. And we have denied doing what God wants us to do, that same God that loved us enough to send his son to that trial, one day is going to be furious, and he is going to destroy the cities, the people, and everything on this earth but those who love him. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, you go to the highways or the byways, and you just get whoever, whether they're good or bad. God loves us whether we're good or bad. He loves us whether he died on that, he sent his son on that cross to die for good and bad. And let me, there's not, I said it last Sunday, and I'll say it this Sunday and next Sunday and the Sundays to come. God loves us no matter who we are, and if we give our life to him, we don't have to be perfect. We strive to be as good as we can be. But he said, since these Jews won't come, since my chosen people won't come, you go out and you get the good and the bad, and you invite them, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. Pay attention to this. This wedding hall, his people went out, his servants went out, they invited people to come to the wedding from all walks of life. They invited, and this is God's invitation to the lost right now. If you're here this morning and you're a drunkard, if you're here this morning and you're an atheist, if you're here this morning and you're on drugs, if you're here this morning and you know, you've been to prison, you're fixing to go to prison, if you're fixing to be divorced, if you're having a problem in your marriage, the baddest person that you can think, God invites every one of you to come to the wedding because he gave his son to die on that cross for the remission of our sins. And every one of you can go to heaven, can come to this wedding feast, not because of what you can do, but what Christ did on the cross at Calvary. Look, I want to read one verse. And let me find it. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, 8, and 9. It says, let us be glad and rejoice and give his glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is righteous acts of the saints. The fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. He has invited each and every one of us. Again, he invited his people. They didn't want to come. How many, every one of you, you say, I'm not a Jew. Don't make any difference. Every one of you, whether Jew or Gentile, what the Bible tells, every one of us is invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. We're invited to the great feast, to the banquet. We're invited, and all we got to do to get there is believe him. It says again, verse 10. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with people. This wedding hall, as I said, well, is filled with people. There is the big wedding, that the feast is fixed to take place. The wedding of the Son is fixed to take place. And all of a sudden, look at the rest of it. This is what's going to happen one day. I hope you're following me. Verse 11 says, but when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on the wedding garment. You see, when he came into the wedding, he saw one that didn't have that garment on that I talked about, that wasn't saved by the grace of God. And we talk again. I'll mention it again. God is great. God is good. God sent his son to the cross to die for the remission of our sin. He gave us the choice to choose him and to live the best life we can live through him. And it's by his grace we're saved. But one day, when that great wedding feast takes place, when the rapture of the church takes place, or when you pass and go on to heaven, if you do not have the blood of Jesus Christ, if you are not, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, God is going to look at you, and this is what he's going to do. It says, but when the king came to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. He slipped in some kind of way. He thought he was going to slip in. There's a lot of people think they're going to slip into heaven. There's a lot of people think that they're going to get there because, you know, because they were good. Because they done everything the government told them to do. Because they gave to the poor. Because they gave to the needy. Because they read their Bible. Because they came to church every time the doors opened. Because they done everything that it was to be good. But the one thing that they didn't do is answer the invitation that Christ gave them. And when that happened, God is going to look out on that crowd and he's going to see you. Look what he said. When the king came in, the guest, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. Didn't have one on. So he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without the wedding garment? And he was speechless. People, one day we're going to stand before God. The Bible says, I quote about every other Sunday, Hebrews 9, 10, and 11, it is appointed a man to die and then to judgment. It ain't next week. It's not 1,000 years from now. You're not parked somewhere in a place of darkness or a place of light where you just wait and we here on earth can continue to pray that somehow you get out of that place and someday you get to go to heaven. The Bible says that God himself looked out on these people and that one guy, and he's using that one guy's example for billions. He didn't have on that garment. And he looked at him and he said, sir, how did you get in here? And the guy was speechless. Can you imagine standing before Jesus Christ? You know that, you know, I thought last night and I read a bunch of verses on heaven. I was talking to my wife and we were talking to my friend's daughter that passed away yesterday about heaven. And I thought how wonderful it would be, to be like Barbara was. She knew. I talked to her last week. I talked to her yesterday. She said, pray for me because I'm too weak. I'm torn. I'm ready. Just pray for me. My kids are here and I don't feel like no company. And I prayed for her. I said, Lord, please heal her, but not your will, let our will be done. And at 5:30, she took her last breath. When she took her last breath, she went before Jesus Christ. And this morning, she's walking on the streets of gold. Because she made up her mind. She took that invitation. Not only did she take that invitation, but she didn't reject it. She lived it. I can show you on my telephone right now where I sent out prayer requests for Brother Buddy in the hospital, Brother Wayne in the hospital, different people in the hospital, different. And she'd be the first one to answer me, I'm praying. You see, God looked out there and he saw this one man. And he's using that as an example. He didn't have on that wedding garment. And God asked him, how did you get in here? And he was speechless. He didn't know what to say. I want you to understand this morning, people, that is going to be the most horrible day of your life. That is going to be the most terrible time that you can ever, ever imagine. There can never be, I don't care, and this may be cruel to say, I don't care if you've lost a child, you've lost a wife, you've had terrible disease and overcome it. There's never going to be anything that you will ever face in life than standing before Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ saying, depart from me. I never knew. You don't have on the wedding garment. You see,
And look what Christ, he said, the guy was speechless in verse 13. Then the King, Jesus Christ, God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, looked at this guy. He said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. There's a lot of people that hear it. There's a lot of people that hear about Jesus. And, you know, I think about the parable of the seed. And some of them fell on solid ground, and some of them fell on fertile ground. And some of them fell where there's just a little dirt, and they sprang up, and then they died. I think about New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do this. I got saved. I saw people come to church in the last 42 years or however long I've been in this. I've told them, I saw them come in and they come down here and they pray and I baptize them and they come to church 2 or 3 weeks or 1 week and then you never see them again until something happens and then they beg to God. You see, Jesus said, I'm inviting you, and there's going to be this great wedding banquet. There's going to be this day in your life where there'll be no more sickness, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more death, there'll be no more hurting, there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more kidnappings, child molestation, murder, none of that, nothing. It's going to be a perfect place, and I'm giving you an invitation to it. And all you got to do, Romans 10:9-10 says, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart and you're saved. That's what you got to do. But you have to cling to that by faith and put your faith in Jesus Christ. And faith in Jesus Christ is a faith that you can't see. We can see the wind blowing the trees out there. We can't see Jesus. We can read this old book, and we can believe it, and we can give our heart to Him, and His Spirit will move in you, and you will know then, without a doubt, that Jesus is in your heart. But believe me, people, one day, there's coming, and you're going to go before Jesus. Whether, you know, a lot of preachers, a lot of people right now preach on the end of time. It's coming, it's coming. Been preaching ever since Jesus walked the face of the earth. It's coming. The world is probably worse than it's ever been. It's coming. But the world was in a terrible shape the day they crucified Jesus. Don't worry about the world. He says, look, I'm going to show you these signs. He said, look, but I'm giving you this invitation that you don't have to worry about none of that. Hear people say, they're talking about taking away Social Security. Don't worry about it. Christ has us. He said He had us and believe Him by faith. Accept the invitation of Jesus Christ and move on. Get in His Word. Do what He says. But see, some people are just exactly like these in the wedding. I'm going to go back. In verse 5. But they made light of it and went their way. One to his business. One to his farm. Some people take it and they make light of it. Some people think that they can come down here and they can say a little fuzzy prayer that makes them feel good, makes them feel good. They can come in 2 weeks and I can take them up there and dip them in that water and they can go raise hell the rest of their life. Ain't going to happen. Number one, if you get Jesus Christ in your life, you ain't going to want to do that no more. You're going to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit telling you don't do that. And you're going to fight even though you know you're going to fall. The Holy Spirit of God is going to let you know, hey, that's wrong. And when you learn to obey, if we could ever learn to obey everything that God tells us to do, we'd be perfect. But we're not going to be perfect here. We're going to be perfect over there. You see, when my dear sister Barbara took her last breath yesterday, she stepped into paradise. She's perfect this morning. She's not hurting no more. I went down there Monday and her back was hurting so bad she couldn't move. She just couldn't sit still because she's hurting so bad. And me and her husband had to pick her up and stand her up and walk her to the bathroom. She said, what kind of life is this? You see, if you choose to live like the devil, if you choose to live like the world, if you choose to, they made light of it. They went their way. Go ahead and choose to go your way. That's your choice. That's your choice. But look again. I'm going to read it one more time. The king came. He saw that guy. How'd you get in here? You don't have on a wedding garment. And what does Jesus say in red letters? He was speechless. Don't be too late. When you've chosen the world and lay all the cards on the table. When you get before God, there is no excuse. Don't make any difference what you've done. If you get before God and you have chosen lightly to take His word, if you have chosen lightly not to pray, not to read the word, not to do what He said, but one day you come down and you held a hand of a old preacher and his hand felt like an iceberg, and you just done what you thought you ought to do because mom and dad went to church all their life, and you don't get anything from it. I mean, if you can, anybody's in here right now, if you claim that you're saved, you will tell them you can't do what you used to do, can you? You can do it, but you feel rotten about doing it. If you can come in here and you get saved and you get your baptismal certificate, and that's all you do, stick it in your back pocket and keep it, because when you go before God, so here's my baptismal certificate. I got baptized at Oakhurst Full Gospel Church. Depart from me. I don't know you. You got to give your heart to Jesus Christ. You got to have an invitation. And Jesus said, then the king, verse 13, said to the servant, bind him hand and foot. Take him away. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Without Jesus Christ this morning, people, whether it's by the rapture of the church, whether it's by cancer, whether it's by a heart attack, whether it's by coronavirus, if you pull out here on this road and you get killed in 10 minutes from now, and it can happen, and you're going before God. Hebrews said it's appointed a man to die, and then you're going to go before God. And then the judgment is what it says. Let me tell you something. Maybe you understand it this way. Just say you were working at a grocery store, and your boss gave you a check. You go to the bank and you cash that check. You go by the gas station and you buy some gas. The guy that owns the gas station takes the money and puts it in his cash register. Then he goes home and his wife needs some milk for the baby. He goes out and he takes some of the money, he buys milk for the baby, he comes home. And then the next day his wife goes to the grocery store and buys groceries. And then she goes to the hair salon and gets her hair fixed and gives them money. And then when that money hits the bank, it's counterfeit. You see, that money has done some good, but it's not real. You are going to go before God and you're going to have to be real. You can't be counterfeit. That money was good. You can buy bread, you can buy gas, you can buy milk for the baby, you can get your hair fixed, but when it comes back to where it counts, the banker said, this is counterfeit. So the last person that wound up with that money, no good. The same thing is true with Jesus Christ. As Ruth comes to spin. The same thing is true. If you do not Know Jesus Christ. And if your relationship with Jesus Christ is not real, brothers and sisters, young people, it's going to be a bad day. That's all I can say. You're going to go before Jesus. Patty mentioned it a while ago. God the Father, Jesus is there with him, and right now he is interceding in prayer to his Father. Lord, you know that person who's sitting there in that church, and Lord, please let them answer the call of that Spirit on their life and get saved this morning. You may be feeling Jesus' prayer to the Father right now, but one day, if you don't accept it, I can't make you accept it. Nobody can, but one day, it's going to happen. And you're going to have to, he's going to say, what are you doing here? You don't have a dharma. And speechless is not the word for it. Speechless is not the word for it. You remember, the old rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was in hell and he was in heaven. And he said, if you could just send just one drop of water to parch my tongue. You can do that for eternity, or you can be in peace with God for eternity in a land that, he says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what he has stored up for his children in heaven. Do you know him this morning? Let's stand. Father God, I come to you this morning. And Lord, I praise you. Again, I honor you. I love you. I love everybody in this house this morning, Lord God, through you in Christ-like love. And God, I pray that every person in here can say right now, I'm okay. And if they can say that, Lord, I pray, God, that they just worship you and praise you, Lord God. But if they don't, if they can't say that, if there's any doubt that they don't know you, that they hadn't answered that invitation, I pray right now that they just walk down this aisle and they get on their knees and they just say, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe that you went to heaven to prepare a place for you. I believe that you're coming back, and God, I want to trust you in my life from now on. Lord, I realize I'm not going to be perfect, but I'm perfect through you. And God, I pray right now that if there's one in here that has said that prayer, God, that they just step out of this aisle, not being embarrassed, but just step out that aisle and come down here and get on their knees and say that prayer to you, and then let us know that they have given their life to you, Lord. God, I pray right now that not one person in here, young people, there's a lot out there. A lot out there in the world you live in. A lot out there for all of us. But there's only one thing that counts, and that's Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Father, I give this part of the service to you. In your name we pray. Amen.